The Blue Jays continue their road swing. They're into Phoenix tonight to play the Arizona Diamondbacks. We'll have it for you after primetime sports, Toronto and Arizona. And it will be Aaron Sanchez on the mound, 9-1 for the Blue Jays. As we go down the South Street Burger guest hotline, Ben Nicholson-Smith of Sportsnet, good enough to join us. And Ben, it's, I hate to say easy to cover the Jays right now. Maybe that's not the right way to put it. But when it comes to the Toronto Blue Jays, there seems to be some very familiar and pretty common questions and stories around this team. And I'm going to ask you about a couple of them. One, Aaron Sanchez on the mound tonight. He's getting the start for Toronto. Are we going to continue to see him as a starter, or are we going to see him move and transition into the bullpen as we were promised at the beginning of the year?
I still think that he's going to move to the bullpen, but that discussion just keeps getting more interesting with each passing week. And I could see Sanchez starting the month of August in the rotation and potentially finishing it in the bullpen. I mean, when you look at his innings, they're already climbing. He's approaching 120. And at a certain point, the Blue Jays are going to look up at that total and say, well, we've got to keep this guy's long-term future in mind. But it's tough. And you saw Marco Estrada over the All-Star break say that the Blue Jays like having Sanchez in the rotation, and with good reason. His teammates are seeing the same things that we are, and the results are undeniable.
The reasoning behind this, and I just want to reset this almost every time we talk about it, because I don't want people to think it's just some sort of arbitrary pie in the sky, oh, we're just going to do this. This is based on his health, right? This is based on, you know, I guess, pre-existing information that suggests a young arm like this needs to be rested. Not unlike what we saw with Steven Strasburg, not the same situation, but not unlike what we saw with Steven Strasburg a number of years ago with the Nationals.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that if Aaron Sanchez were a free agent after this year, there's not much of a question in my mind. He would be starting the entire season. And it's different because he's someone who's under team control through 2020. And that's a long way off. That's a lot more innings that the Blue Jays hope to get from him. And as a young starter, they owe it to him to treat him responsibly and not to overuse him if it's going to be a risk to his long-term health. So that's the balancing act right now that they're faced with. And even though they aren't strictly going off of innings, they're monitoring exactly what kind of workload he's under, how his velocity is, how he feels between starts, in the hopes that they can get the most out of him without hurting him long-term.
If he does go to the bullpen, Drew Hutchison obviously is one name, but who else is available to this team? Because they've been, the one thing you can say about the Jays outside of Marco Estrada's injury of late, their starting rotation has been relatively healthy all year long.
Very healthy, very productive, and yet very thin. And so that's one of the real struggles with the Blue Jays as they try to contemplate replacing Aaron Sanchez. There's just not a lot beyond Drew Hutchison. So you could go to Jesse Chavez for sure. He's done it before. And if you only need 10 starts from him, it's not unreasonable to think that he could give you some pretty good production. But at the same time, he's been in the bullpen all year. And when he has started, it's not as though he has pitched to the level that we're seeing Sanchez pitch at right now. So you're going to lose something in that kind of transition. I think that one of the reasons they're going to be pretty aggressive in at least surveying the market for starting pitching is that they don't have a ton of it within their system right now.
Ben Nicholson-Smith from Sportsnet, our guest down the South Street Burger guest hotline. Derek?
Ben, the non-waiver trade deadline's coming up on August 1st, and there's some talk that teams might be best served to get out in front of it and try to make deals before the market gets set. Do you think the Blue Jays are in that position? And do you think Sanchez's potential move to the bullpen maybe complicates it a little bit?
Well, it definitely complicates it. That much, I think, is absolutely sure. When you have a pitcher who's pitching so well, you know, replacing him on the trade market is not going to be an easy thing to do. So that's definitely a variable to keep an eye on. As for the idea of the Blue Jays jumpstarting the trade market, there's a lot to be said for that. I think that not only do you get more production, I mean, if you trade early, you get more games from a certain player. And so that adds to it. But also, you're able to add at a time that other teams are maybe waiting, maybe they're checking on prices. You're able to make a bit of a gain in the standings. And so I personally think the Blue Jays are probably going to wait until the deadline to make their moves, just because it's hard to make moves earlier unless you're paying a premium price. I do think that the teams that go out there, like the Boston Red Sox, and make moves early, I do think there's an advantage to that.
So if the Blue Jays do make a move, and we assume they'll bring in at least one arm, if not multiple arms, before the trade deadline, maybe after the non-waiver deadline as well, who are they going to give up to get guys? Because as we know, they traded a lot of their top prospects a year ago and took one run at the World Series. That didn't work out, but they look like they're in a great position to take another great run this year.
Yeah, it's a great question. I think that the Blue Jays are going to have to deal from the lower levels of the minor leagues this year. Because when you look at Buffalo, their Triple-A team, when you look even at their Double-A team, there's not a ton that other teams are going to be asking about. I really think that when teams look at the Blue Jays system, they're going to focus on guys who are now at Single-A. And some of those guys, in my opinion, are going to be unavailable. I don't think we're going to see the Blue Jays trade guys like Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Sean Reed Foley, John Harris, who was their first-round pick last year. I think those guys are staying put. But I do think there's enough depth when it comes to the second-tier guys in the lower levels that the Blue Jays can trade away guys, bolster their team without compromising their long-term future by dealing away the kinds of top prospects they traded in 2015.
Pitching, obviously, at least starting pitching, has not been an area of concern for the Blue Jays. They lead the majors with 59 quality starts so far this year. Three earned runs or fewer in 13 of the last 15 games. But how big an impact do you think moving Sanchez to the bullpen would have on that rotation? Because it seems like by doing that, the Blue Jays would be solving one problem while at the same time creating another.
Oh, exactly. They definitely would. And I think that's a very fair way to put it. But I think at the same time, that's why they're going to be looking at both starting pitching and relief pitching. And even, you know, now that we're talking trades, I think they're going to look at position players too, because you can't ever do enough background work on these guys. Again, I don't think that they're going to end up trading their top guys, but when it comes to replacing those innings on the pitching staff, Sanchez is not going to be giving you 6-7 innings every 5 days anymore. He will be in the bullpen, but you can never have too many good bullpen arms either, which allows the Blue Jays to cast a very wide net as they approach this deadline.
Switching gears from pitching to position players, Ryan Goins with a good game last night, third game of his rehab stint. He goes 2-for-5. I know we'll see him at some point in time back with the Blue Jays, but a discussion we were having earlier, Ben, will we see Chris Colabetto back this season? Sorry, let me try that again. Chris Colabetto back this season?
I think we will, but I'm not sure that it's going to happen all that soon, because when you look at the Blue Jays roster, they have Justin Smoke, they have Encarnacion. These guys are producing right now, and I don't see an urgent need for that first base bat that Colabetto offers. You're certainly not calling him up for his defense. So I think that it might be a September call-up situation. It could be at some point later next month if there's an injury, if Blue Jays need a bat. But I don't see a pressing need for Colabetto. So, you know, he's at Buffalo right now. If I'm in his position, I might be getting used to the idea that I could be there for a while.
Ben Nicholson-Smith from Sportsnet, our guest down the South Street Burger guest hotline. What's the status of Jose Bautista? Is he getting closer?
He is getting closer. It's a slow process, and I think probably slower than a lot of people thought when we initially saw that he had injured his toe now more than a month ago in Philadelphia. But he has started hitting balls off a tee. He has started hitting slips in the batting cage. The next step potentially could be hitting live batting practice, getting out there and rejoining a Blue Jays affiliate for a rehab assignment. But it seems as though the Blue Jays are still hopeful that he can be back later this month. That's creeping up on us now. I mean, we're getting to the middle of July, the end of July. We're going to have to see continued progress. But the last we heard, the Blue Jays are hopeful he'll be back at the end of this month.
And not to stir up a hornet's nest and not to backtrack too far, I know Derek was talking a little bit about the trade deadline. What about the status of Bautista and Encarnacion? Do we have to worry about, you know, pressure point of the non-waiver deadline? I mean, if you're not going to be able to sign them, do you deal them? Is there any concern about that or issue with that at this point?
It's a really interesting question. I think that both those guys are staying put. And it comes down to two things for me. I think, one, they would have to accept any trade. So with their 10-5 rights as Major League veterans, you can't trade them unless they approve it. That's a tough thing to do in the middle of a pennant race. And secondly, it's hard to find a matchup where you have a team that would be able to give the Blue Jays something and yet would have a need for a big slugger. So, you know, if you're looking for a team that would want Batista or Encarnacion as they're approaching free agency, you're talking about a contender. And then it's hard to find a contending team that would have enough pitching to spare that the Blue Jays would be able to find that match. So to me, I think these guys are here for the next couple months. Beyond that, I would expect that they're both going to have free agency and probably go to the highest bidder.
So when we keep coming back to the trade deadline, we keep talking about arms. I mean, I know Carlos Beltran's name has been out there. Is there any thought that they might add a bat or two to this lineup?
It's a really interesting thought, and Jay Bruce's name has been out there too. You've seen some of these top offensive players linked to the Blue Jays, and I would think that the Blue Jays are going to place phone calls on guys like Jay Bruce, and with him, I can see it happening a bit more realistically than with Carlos Beltran, just because Beltran is in the Blue Jays division, and that's the exact same reason that I couldn't see the Blue Jays going after Aroldis Chapman, Andrew Miller, even though they have a need in the bullpen, and even though the Yankees should be sellers, will likely be sellers. I just don't see the Blue Jays making a deal of any significance with a team like the Rays or the Yankees.
Ben, really appreciate this. I know it's what everybody's talking about, and it's only going to pick up between now and the end of the month and the trade deadline, but appreciate your time today.
Guys, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Ben Nicholson-Smith from Sportsnet joining us down the South Street Burger guest hotline. South Street Burger, made with 100% Angus beef, raised without antibiotics and hormones. Try our signature burgers or build your own. South Street Burger, better burgers, fries, and shakes.